Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi podcast season 4.
Saison 4 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, this is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. Welcome to the third Comme d'Archi spot format dedicated to the Pritzker Prize. I thought that we would only have two spot issues, but after all, we see that good things always come in threes. Not to worry, the big interviews are about to start again, with always, for guiding thread, a candid look, eager for new discoveries in the middle of the show values. No antinomic spirit, but a search for gems in a universe of both the ordinary and the grandiose. A forward-looking spirit, as much as curious about the things of the past. Have you ever been impassioned to know the future? Have you ever felt an adrenaline rush while rummaging through old trunks? Is what I'm saying run-of-the-mill? Instead of run-of-the-mill, the French idiom would say it's a boat. Well, I like boats, don't you? They keep going in spite of the waves, the sails inflated to the foam, which manage to whistle, hypertensive by the wind, but which, in parentheses, do not persiflage. Because persiflage, it seems to me, belongs only to the human one. Let's come to the point. As we record this new issue of Comme d'Archi, the announcement of the Pritzker Prize 2023 has been made since exactly 8 p.m. on March 7. I imagine, given the countless publications around the world and given the broadcasting delay, that you already know the winner, Sir David Chipperfield. An architect of the former world? As I thought I read on the web? Well, I'd rather say an architect sage whose DNA is anchored, and I quote the French magazine AA, whose DNA is anchored in elegant interventions to transform historic buildings into museum spaces. Examples include his renovation of the Neues Museum on the Spree River in Berlin and the James Simon Gallery, which soberly leans against the old stones of the museum. Of course, David Chipperfield's announcement is probably less of a quiver than Glenn Murcutt's in 2002. Glenn Murcutt is an Australian UFO who lived in New Guinea as a child and was introduced to the architecture of Ludwig Mies van der Rohe by his father. This resulted in a work where simplicity and primitive architecture were summoned. Sir David Chipperfield, English, belongs more than ever to the Anglo-Saxon world, and I quote the French magazine AA, by his commitment to an architecture that is both discreet and transformative, which has known how to stay away from trends and fashions, in order to create structures capable of lasting physically and culturally. End of quote. A classic design that is in the news because of its ability to last, thereby limiting its carbon impact. An architecture far from cheap, and a man who underlines that too often architectural firms talk about sustainability to distract, camouflage a lack of imagination, or simply propose a minor work. Naturally, his approach with his team is to be responsible and thoughtful, since it is the role of architects. A wise man, then, who emphasizes, "I think good architecture provides a framework. It's there and it's not there. Like all things that have great meaning, they are both foreground and background, and I am not always fascinated by the foreground. Architecture is something that can intensify, support, and help our rituals and our lives. The experiences in life that I gravitate toward and appreciate the most are those where normal things have been made special, as opposed to those where everything is focused on the special." A wise man who succeeds Francis Kéré, an architect born in Burkina Faso, who was awarded the prize last year, conveying another form of simplicity. And from the classic English style, full of good taste, to the warm, colorful Africa, isn't that all that makes the richness of the world? So, thank you to the Wyatt Hotel chain and their foundation for this new Nobel of Architecture. The 52nd winner of the Pritzker Architecture Prize, created in 1979 by the late entrepreneur J.A. Pritzker and his wife Cindy. Winners receive a $100,000 grant and a bronze medallion. What we like here in Comme d'Archy is wisdom with a hint of impulse. And that's why we take the risk to carry all the voices of the profession. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archy in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archy Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.